Kiefer's on Pirate BBC Essex. This could be the last time.
Pirate BBC Essex.
It's 7 o'clock, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, Bulova. When you know what makes a watch tick, you'll buy a Bulova. If I make it through to 9 o'clock with a voice left, it's going to be a miracle. I'm singing along with each and every one of these songs tonight. That's Zoot Money's Big Roll Band, Big Time Operator, a song that I loved so much. I got a chance to re-record it in Canada in 1974, and the song went to number 5 in Canada. As a matter of fact, it went to, I think, number 75 in the U.S. of A., and somebody told me it went to number 1 in South Africa, but I'm not sure. That's, you know, you hear all these stories. Anyway, my version of it is, it's very much like that, but a little different, maybe a little hotter, but I sure love that song, Zoot Money's Big Roll Band. What else was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something else, but it's gone. Oh, Jimmy Ruff and I pass it. It's so hard to face reality, knowing loneliness is my destiny. I'd like to say hi to Carolyn and Bill out there in Wallingford. Thank you very much for your hospitality. Also to Julia and Fred. Julia probably is in Dublin by now, and Fred would be in Wallingford. And who else? Oh, Helen. She'd probably be in Dublin, too. What a ray of sunshine. Oh, well, we have a cameraman in the studio. I'm going to have to be on my best behavior. So we better start the next record, if you don't mind. Yeah, I love this one. This is Bob Dylan, and I want you, I need you so bad.
The guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you.
Ooh, very, very scary. Very, very, very scary. I'll tell you why I say it's very scary. We're going to have to play 2 vinyl records in a row. And apparently that hasn't been done, well, for quite a while here on Pirate BBC Essex, which is the radio station you're listening to. Hi, my name is Kiefer's, or Keith Hampshire, if you like. A lot of people have said, how come you use the name Kiefer's? Well, I'm going to tell you a story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, when I joined Pirate Radio at Radio Caroline South in 1966. I'll get it out, Jonathan, don't you worry. And anyway, I went on the air, and I was using my name, Keith Hampshire, because that's the name I was given when I was born. I'd had it for years, you know. And so I went on the air, and I said, hi, this is Keith Hampshire. You're listening to Radio Caroline South, yada, yada, yada. And the next thing I know, I'm flooded with, well, I'm not flooded. I got a couple of letters. Let's put it that way. To be honest, I got a couple of letters from people saying,
I saw you down the West End in London when you was in that show, Oliver Twist, and I really enjoyed your performance. You played the Artful Dodger, and I thought you were brilliant.
I thought, hello, there's been a mistake made here. And then someone else wrote in and said,
I remember seeing you in a movie with Hayley Mills called In Search of the Castaways. You were wonderful. Oh, what a child actor you were.
And it wasn't me, folks. There was just happened to be another Keith Hampshire. So I thought, no, that's it. No more confusion. I'm going to take my old nickname. And the kids in high school called me Kiefer's. So that's when I became Kiefer's. And that's how it happened. And now, to tell you the truth, Keith Hampshire, the Keith Hampshire, the one that was in the West End of London and that was in Oliver and the one that did that other thing. In Search of the Castaways. Yeah, there you go. Well, he is now the resident staff photographer at Pinewood Studios, Pine Tree Studios, Pinewood Studios, Pinewood Studios. And every time you go to the cinema and you see a poster of, let's say, James Bond or whatever, any British-made movie, there'll be a big poster out front with a photograph of whoever's in it. Keith Hampshire is the one that took that post, that picture. I guarantee it. We got another song ready? Oh, you're all queued up. Okay, here we go. This is 2 in a row. This is vinyl time, baby. Oh, it's very quiet, isn't it? Okay, I've got to change the mood then. It's vinyl time here on Pirate. BBC Essex with Kiefer's and the Miracles.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two.
You know, there's lots of people who collect vinyl nowadays, and I think I have an album at home of the Small Faces that is autographed by each and every one of them. I think it was their first immediate album release, and it's autographed. Let's see if I can remember who was in the band. There was Steve Marriott. There was Ronnie Lane. There was McLaughlin. Ian McLaughlin, was it?
McLaughlin? Yeah. Beg your pardon. It was Ian McLaughlin. And there was Ronnie Jones on Kenny Jones on the drums.
That's the worst Scottish accent I've ever done. I beg your pardon. If you're listening in Scotland, I beg your pardon. And poor old Steve Marriott was killed in a house fire. What are the chances? What a great talent. What a great talent. We miss him a lot. You're listening to Pirate BBC Essex. And my name is Kiefer.
We've already said.
When I point to you, that's what that means, right? Young Danny Lane and the Moody Blues and Go Now here on Pirate BBC Essex on the Kiefer's Show. Keith Hampshire, let's have a Hampshire ID dent. Music time. Sing it, girl.
Keith Hampshire on Pirate BBC Essex. This could be the last time.
Gee, I hope not.
Ba-da. Pirate BBC Essex.
Isn't that amazing, folks? Well, you're listening to history in the making here. And, you know, in the old days, we used to say, well, there's 8 million people in the British Isles, and they're going to love the show. And then you realize that here we are in the 21st century, and we've got the Internet, and there are people listening all over the world. There are people listening in Australia. Hello, Australia. New Zealand, South Africa, the United States of America. Out in my Yankee neighbors, and in Canada, of course. Hey, hello to Doug Thompson and all the gang at SOWNEY. That's a website where all the old radio pirates get together and talk about what's going on in radio and television in the Southern Ontario, Western New York area. And Doug Thompson's a good friend of mine, helped me put a bunch of stuff together, and I can't thank you enough, Doug. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're getting all this recorded, because... chances are it won't happen again. It might happen again in 10 years' time. You never know. You think the boat will still be floating then?
Yeah, should be.
Should be? Well, that's good. That's good. We're going to play another song right now, and I can't remember what the heck it is. I was going to tell you another story. So just hold that thought, will you? Denny Lane, of course, was the lead singer with the Moody Blues, later went on to play with Paul McCartney and Wings. We all know that part. But he had a song called Say You Don't Mind. Now, we've been looking for that song, couldn't find it. It was his first release, his first solo release on the DRAM record label. I remember playing it on Caroline South. I love the song. I thought it was fabulous. But, of course, it was never released in North America. So when it came time for me to record my album, my first album on A&M Records in Canada, I remembered the song Say You Don't Mind. And I included it on my album, and it sounded pretty good. I had a little trouble with the last note, and a couple of years ago I had the opportunity of interviewing Colin Blundstone and Rod Argent from the Zombies. And of course Colin Blundstone recorded Say You Don't Mind and had a single of it, and did very well in Great Britain with it. God bless him. Anyway, he said, so you recorded Say You Don't Mind? I said, yes, I did. He said, did you do it in the same key as me? And I said, I doubt it. I doubt it very much, because he did a brilliant job of it. So anyway, that's my little Denny Lane story. Time to play another song, Jonathan. Go get him. Oh, yeah. Let's go back in time now. On the Sounds of the Nation, here's Buddy Holly and Maybe Baby.
Maybe, baby, for me.
Yes, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, a song recorded in Clovis, New Mexico at the studios of Norm Petty. And Norm Petty's studios in Clovis, New Mexico is where West Acres and the Rebels recorded all of their tunes. And, of course, if you were paying attention earlier, West Acres and the Rebels were the band that recorded my theme song, Sidewinder. And we played that at the top of the hour, and I said my, you know, usual finger-snapping thing. Got an email here from New York, New York. It says, Dear Kiefers, you can't say that on the BBC. My tuna fish sandwich is all over my monitor after hearing that plug for the watch company. You remember what I said at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock? I used to hear that plug on the pirate ship while I was in the U.S. Air Force stationed in England. Brings back a lot of memories. From the hometown of that particular watch company, George Scober. I believe that's how you pronounce your name. George in New York, New York. Thanks so much for the email. Brings a tear to this old man's eye. And let's go now here, Jonathan. Gentry's. Not the most brilliant lyrics in the world, but there you go. It was a hit anyway. The Gentry's and Keep On Dancing from the year 1965. Oh, just in there under the wire. They're from Memphis, Tennessee, and they featured a fellow by the name of Jimmy Hart, who was one of the vocalists. Now, I don't suppose you know who Jimmy Hart was, do you? No, I don't suppose you do.
No, neither would you if you hadn't had that book there.
Ah, well, I've got a book here that tells me that Jimmy Hart was known as the Mouth of the South. If you ever got wrestling over in this country, the WWF, well, Jimmy Hart was a manager for a bunch of wrestlers, and he called himself the Mouth of the South. He was quite obnoxious. That's Johnny Walker. He's going to be on at 9 o'clock tonight. That's if he makes it.
Why would I not make it?
Well, just because. You're just here to...
So there's a hot rumor going around that there's treacle sponge pudding and custard.
And custard?
Following up that.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. This is unbelievable. I mean, everything is perfect. Dave Cash did supper tonight. He did roast beef, a little baby potatoes, carrots, parsley. That's cauliflower, right? And cheese sauce on the broccoli. I'm not sure what that is. Looks like rutabaga.
That'd be sweet, actually.
Sweet. Okay, yeah. Fine. A roast beef. I told you that. Onions in a big gravy. Everything is perfection. The vegetables are all crisp. The meat is done. Oh, I've never been treated like this on a pirate ship before in my life. I got to tell you that. Did I tell you you're listening to Pirate BBC Essex? Almost screwed it up again. Anyway, it's good to have you with me. Thank you very much. If you've got some emails, if you've got some comments, if there's a song you'd like to hear that perhaps brings back a special memory for you, please give us a note here at get on the internet and let us know, because we love hearing from you. We're going to try and get as many on. Just close the door on your way out, Johnny. What did that happen? What are you pointing at? You're telling me it's 7:30? Do I have to... Oh, there's a wire? Oh, tell them the email address. How clever is that? Essex.pirate@bbc.co.uk. Sure, now you tell me, an hour and a half into the show. Oh, well. Anyway, I hope you got all that. Please drop us a line, let us know what you want to hear, and if you want me to shut up, I'll shut up. That's not a problem. You got a song ready, don't you? I can't remember what it is, so it'll be a swell surprise. Jerry Marsden and the Pacemakers brings back a memory. Here's my memory, folks. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, in 1966, there was a boy traveling around England on a Morris Minor, and he and his mate were driving all over England, Scotland, and Wales, seeing all the cathedrals and all the special places, and living on fish and chips and cider, as a matter of fact. And I picked up a copy of Melody Maker or New Music Express or Disc and Music Echo, one of those, and I saw that Jerry and the Pacemakers were playing a show at Great Yarmouth. And I thought, wow, we're not far from Great Yarmouth, and that show is tomorrow night. So we drove to Great Yarmouth, and we went to the theater, and I went backstage, or I went to the the security guard who was sitting by the door at backstage, and I said, listen, I'm a disc jockey from Canada. That was a bit of a stretch. And I said, I'd really love to meet Jerry Marsden because I've been a big fan of his for a long, long time. If there's any chance I could, just say hello at the end of the show, I'd really appreciate it. So anyway, I went back after the show, and the security guard said, yeah, no problem, mate. He says, as a matter of fact, Jerry and the lads are going to the pub across the street. They'll be downstairs in the basement, and they're expecting you. So go ahead and join the lads there. So anyway, sure enough, Jerry and the pacemakers came down, and I sat there and chatted with Jerry until about 2 o'clock in the morning. We had a great time. He was a gracious, wonderful man. I'll never forget it. It was my introduction to Jerry and the pacemakers. And here's another little trivial tidbit. Did you know that How Do You Do It, which was the first big hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers, went to number one before the Beatles ever had a number one? It's absolutely true, and I felt you should know that.
Pirate BBC Essex with Keith Hampshire on 729, 765, and 1530 medium waves.
Pirate BBC Essex.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's get silly now with Sandy Shaw, Bacharach, David Toon. There's always something there to remind me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me.
Oh, yes, you can't go wrong with a Burt Bacharach, Hal David tune. I think there have been a few that haven't been hits, but not very many of them. That's Sandy Shaw, of course, here on Pirate BBC Essex. We have a special guest in the studio, and he's going to read a little something for you.
It says, go, go, Kiefers, cause a commotion. That's from Tony on Hapney Pier. Thanks to all of you for bringing all those special memories back into my life. I wish it didn't have to end. That's Shirley from Colchester. And Clive Bilton in Cambridge said, hey, Keith, tell us about the time you did something to Mike Ahern's slippers.
What a great story that is. Yes, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, I start every story like that. Mike Ahern had done his day shift, and he'd gone down to his cabin and was having a kip. And he used to wear a pair of carpet slippers from the moment he got on the ship till 2 weeks later when he left the ship. Okay, he took them off to sleep. And that was the time we struck. It was late in the afternoon. The sun was about to go down. And we snuck into Mike's cabin, and we got his carpet slippers, and we filled them full of paper, and then we saturated the paper with lighter fluid. Then we took them upstairs on the deck just as the sun was going down. It was a lovely rolling sea, and we set them alight, and we set them adrift on the waves. And then we ran downstairs, and we said, Mike, emergency, you got to come upstairs, quick. And, and he's putting his glasses on, and he's stumbling up the stairs, and just as he gets to the top of the stairs and looks out, he sees his carpets just sailing off to Valhalla, and it was a beautiful sight, folks. I wish you could have been there. It was a golden moment.
It really improved the air quality in the cabin, I believe.
Oh yes, it most certainly did that. Did I tell you you were listening to Pirate BBC Essex? If I didn't, I meant to. It's about 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in the British Isles. If you're listening in Canada, it's a completely different time altogether. It's the middle of the afternoon, as a matter of fact. I thank you very much for listening. This is Kiefer's Keith Hampshire, and now here's an oldie for you.
Oh, this is going out to Simon in Stamford Le Hope, who asked for this song.
Oh, good.
I see a retort as I want it into black. No colours anymore, I want them to turn black.
Oh, it's over. Oh, singing along with that one, I'll tell you. I can remember the first time I heard that song. I was in a pub in Taunton in Somerset, which was my grandfather's hometown. And I heard that and I went, oh, hey, Rolling Stones. They're getting better. I thought they're getting better, that's for sure. I know it. I'm going to get a lot of emails for that. Pirate Rate BBC Essex here. This is Kiefer's again on the air after 40 years. My Lord, the days have flown quickly by. How about a whale of a time? The sun is going down. It's it hasn't gone over the water tower yet, but it's just a matter of time. We're out here in Harwich Bay in Essex on the LV-18. Isn't that what it's called?
That's right.
And it's an old lightship. And, you know, these things used to be remote controlled from a place offshore. And what they'd do is they'd sail them around whenever there was a storm, and it was like a floating lighthouse. And that's hard to believe, I know, but it's true. And that's exactly what we're on right here. And it's a little radio station, and we're up in the place where the captain's supposed to be with his wheel steering the thing, only because the bridge. Thank you. I'm very nautical. You noticed that, didn't you? Not naughty, nautical. It's different. It's totally different. Anyway, speaking of the Rolling Stones, let's play this one.
1, 2, 3, 5!
That is great rock and roll. I'm sorry, I know I compared the Beatles to the Rolling Stones there, but I remember I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, and I was born in England, grew up in Calgary, Alberta, and we came to Canada when I was 6 years old, and I remember the first time I heard that on the radio, I saw her standing there, and it was a battle of the bands, and what the radio station used to do was play a new track every night, and then you phone in and you vote on it, and whoever was the most popular, that they got to battle off another record the following night, and I saw her standing there by the Beatles. Won it for about 14 days straight. Every single song they played against, they even played I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I saw her standing there, was the one that won it all that time. It was a Howie Levant show. I didn't think I'd remember that. Some things stick in your mind and some things don't, and that one did. So I just thought you might like to know that. I saw her standing there. Let me see. What can I tell you now? No, that's about it. That's about it. We're going back to vinyl. Oh, earlier. Now I remember. Top of the hour, we played the Moody Blues in Go Now. And that was because we could not find Say You Don't Mind by Denny Lane, which is the song that I told you before that I recorded, and so did Colin Blunstone. And anyway, we found the original. This is Denny Lane with his version of Say You Don't Mind. I love it. Here it is.
Some kind of fool.
Yes, I'm not sure I hit the same note as he did. I may have had to scale that down an octave or two when I recorded it. Denny Lane and Say You Don't Mind here on Pirate BBC Essex, and you're listening to Kiefer's on the Air. I'd like to say a big hi to Mick Loves It out there in Vancouver, British Columbia. If you're listening, Mick, get better real soon. Everybody on the boat misses you and wishes you were here. Mick, you may or may not know, had a heart attack about three weeks ago. Was in hospital. He's now home recuperating. Get better real soon, buddy. And you got to be here for the next one of these things because it's going to be a blast. You got some more music for us?
Yeah.
Well, let's play something else. What do you say?
Hendrix.
Ah, apparently, I'm not sure. Oh, you just reminded me. Thank you very much. You said Hendrix, and there's only one Hendrix I can think of. When we were on Radio Caroline South, we used to go to a place called the Chislehurst Caves, and we used to MC a different band every week. And I remember one night I went down there, and sure enough, it was the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and I believe it was one of the very first live gigs they ever played. Anyway, I'm in all my my finery, you know, my bell bottoms and my ruffled shirts and my my Carnaby Street clothes, and I leap up onto the stage and I take a glance back and I see Mitch Mitchell, I'm sorry, old brain working overtime here. Anyway, I glance back and I see Mitch Mitchell behind the drum kit, and it's kind of dark in there, and he's got this fabulous hair and he's got these fabulous clothes on, and I almost said, oh my God, they got a female drummer. But thank goodness I didn't. Here's the Jimi Hendrix Experience now with Purple Haze. Don't mess your mind and clear up your skin. Jimi Jimi Hendrix Experience and Purple Haze all in my brain. great stuff. You know, I was just reminded, when I went back to Canada, I worked at a radio station, and as I said, I worked at a station in Toronto, Ontario. And slow down, Keith. Okay. Every radio station in North America, pretty well, had a jingle made up for each and every radio announcer, which is why you've got Johnny Walker. It came from North America because somebody made it up for Johnny. Well, anyway, they made up a jingle for me when I joined this radio station, and it was the most god-awful imaginable version of anybody singing my name. It went, Keith Hampshire! Almost as flat as that, too. Anyway, I refused it, and they went back, and they did another one, and it was quite mellower and much nicer, but I just... don't know why I thought of that. I just thought I'd share that. I'm trying to kill time, basically, because you see, it's about 5 minutes to eight here in beautiful downtown Harwich, and the sun is going behind the clouds, and so far the seas are calm, but apparently there's supposed to be a storm blowing up, and it could be messy out here, so I'm trying to get all these licks in as quickly as I can. I don't know why I can't remember these songs after... Oh, yes. He walks in the classroom cool and slow. He calls the English teacher Daddy-O. What's his name? Here it comes.
Full funk. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me? Huh.
You're listening to Pirate BBC Essex. I'm Kiefers, and I haven't done this for a long, long time. It's sort of a Kiefers commotion here. You know, a long, long time ago, we were... okay, not that long ago. A couple of years ago, we were down in the Keys in Florida. And we went to a karaoke bar, and somebody got up and did this one karaoke. And if you've ever karaoke'd, you'd realize what a great karaoke song this is. These are the Champs and Tequila. Take us up to 8 o'clock.